Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Pastor, School Guard nabbed in ICE-backed Ohio sex sting operation. By Randy Clark on April 7, 2026. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents recently announced 14 arrests that occurred in March during a multi-agency sex trafficking and child exploitation sting operation. ICE announced that among the group of 14 suspected offenders arrested were a U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, a pastor, and a public school guard. The operation, dubbed Operation Out of Bounds, took place in and around Dayton, Ohio, between March 16 and 18. The results of the operation were first announced in a Facebook social media post by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. The operation was conducted by the Miami Valley Human Trafficking Task Force, comprised of multiple local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies. The task force targeted individuals that sought to engage in prostitution and the solicitation of minors. After the operation, Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost commented on the results achieved, saying, "Those fueling the demand for human trafficking have no discernment if the person they are meeting for sex is a willing participant, a victim, or in these cases, our task force agents. Play it safe, don't buy sex in Ohio." According to authorities, those arrested during the operation were Timothy Frommelt, William Miller, Jordan Webster, Tyler Hines, John Uxer, Sean Cass, Michael Sullivan, Harrison, Atuvedo, Nolan Arthur, Mark Duncan, Silife Kalata, Muhammad Jami, Travis Tatum, and Noah Blair. Suspects arrested during the operation are facing charges of importuning slash criminal tools, soliciting a minor using cell phones or other equipment. For four suspects and charges related to grooming slash soliciting for the remaining suspects. Penalties for misdemeanor soliciting under Ohio state law can include a jail sentence up to 60 days. A misdemeanor charge of grooming can carry a term of up to 180 days in jail. Importuning is a felony that can carry a term of imprisonment of up to 5 years and a fine of up to $10,000. The identities of the suspects arrested were first provided shortly after the operation concluded in March by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. On Friday, ICE offered an update to the operation that provided the occupation of three of the suspects, including a U.S. Air Force officer, a clergyman, and a public school guard. The Detroit Homeland Security Investigations, HSI, office participated in the operation and routinely investigates child pornography and sex trafficking crimes. Acting Special Agent in charge of the Detroit HSI office Jared Murpay commented on the sting operation, saying, "These allegations are deeply disturbing, especially given that some of the accused held positions of public trust." ICE investigates several federal crimes related to sexual exploitation of children that cover the production of child sexual abuse material, sex trafficking of children and adults, including the transportation of minors for immoral purposes and sexual activity. The crimes are listed under Title 18 of the United States Code. Human trafficking sex crimes related to adults are also investigated by ICE under Title 18U.SC. The statutes used by ICE HSI to arrest offenders pertains to suspected child and adult sex offenders regardless of nationality. Often, ICE leads and participates in investigations that result in the apprehension of United States citizens, lawfully admitted migrants, and illegal aliens. A partial government shutdown passed its 50th day over a dispute over ICE enforcement activities. As reported by Breitbart News, President Donald Trump signed an executive order instructing DHS to pay Transportation Security Administration workers in late March. President Trump is expected to sign a similar order after Easter, requiring DHS to pay all DHS employees as the temporary shutdown continues over Democrats' efforts to leverage funding to achieve reforms within the agency. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.